Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. What's the bracha on chewing gum? Chewing gum. Shakol. Why? Why?
Because.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Why do you make a bracha on it? Not sure. To me, it's like plastic. I don't know. Well, it would be from the trees then, yeah. Yeah. What is it? What bracha? Why do you make shaka? Sugar. Good. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, chewing gum is an ongoing discussion in the poskim. The consensus of the poskim, do you have chewing gum sometimes? Yeah? You make a bracha? Shaka? So the consensus of the poskim is that you make shaka on chewing gum. And the reason for the... For the reason for that is the Shulchan Aruch we learned yesterday. Ala sukkah siv tezvav, simresh beis siv tezvav. Ala sukkah mevorich shakol. On sugar you make shakol. V'chein, and these are really the critical words. Hamoitzeitz, so what you sucks, konim sugar canes mesukois, a sweet sugar canes, make shakol. This Rabbi Yisai is the makoyer. This is the source for the bracha or shahakol on chewing gum, because there's a huge amount of sugar in it. There's not much besides the sugar and the coloring in the chewing gum. There's not much besides that. Oh, very good. That would be my next question. You're just about to ask my next question. So that's why we make shahakol, because of the sugar that is in the chewing gum. And that's got the same halacha, identical. Hamoitzeitz konim mesukos, somebody who sucks sugar cane, he makes shahakol. Similarly, a person who has a chewing gum, he will eat the sugar. No, there's quite a lot of sugar in it. Do you have chewing gum, whatever? Do you have chewing gums?
Yeah, sugar.
Oh, very good. That's a really good question. But that's why we make bracha shakol on sugar. The question that is being asked by the Halevi Ketankas is the question is, what about the sugarless chewing gums? It's a mamash, a massive question. Sugarless chewing gums. Do you make bracha on it? Do you make shaka on it? Do you have a sugarless? Do you have sugarless sometimes? Do you make shaka or no? Sugar. Yeah. Anybody? But what? Why do you make a bracha? What do you make a bracha on? My question is not why shaka. My question is why do you make a bracha on it? Why do you make a bracha on it? On what? Flavorings. Why do you make a bracha? Do you make a sugarless? Do you make a bracha on sugarless? So what, Rabbi Yisai, it's very interesting. You make sugarless, you make a bracha?
Or always have sugar.
Sugar full, yeah, okay.
It's not worth chewing out.
It's not chewing out, it's not worth it. Okay, so whilst there is, interestingly enough, a discussion amongst the poskim about it, and some question the fact why you make a shakol on chewing gum, it appears that all the poskim, halacha and lemaaseh, agree that you can make shakol in it. And the question is only limit why. It seems to be, I don't exactly know how the ingredients work exactly, but it seems to be has to do with the ingredients that are instead of the sugar, there's something, some sweeteners there. How does it work? There's some sweeteners there, no? Some sort of, there's something there. Don't know why exactly. Some sweeteners there that they don't contain anything. Ah, okay, so that makes it even more. Oh, question. But what I saw in the poskim is that there's something in there which makes it taste somehow something. Okay, they are pretty tasteless, but there is something there that gives it some sort of taste. And that is what you're going to make a bracha on. But it remains a bit of a question why. But the poskim agree. That's recha. You know, actually, it's just recha. It's recha. All you have is smoke. It's more of a shaila with regards to... the bracha birkasa, it's more into the shaila of the brachas you make on various smells. Some, yeah, there will be more doimer to that. But lemais, you don't make a bracha. We'll discuss a little bit when it comes to that. We'll discuss the mitzvah Hashem. Didn't need to remind me, but we should be discussing it there. Yeah, but we've got, yeah, so that's with regards to the sugar. So I just want to point out that when we talk about chewing gum, that is the makor of the bracha of chewing gum received as well. Another question, which I wasn't so today, I failed to mention it yesterday, was what about soya? Soya schnitzel? soya, that's right. Soya schnitzel, soya sausage, soya. Do you eat that stuff? So what is it made out of? Soya plants, soya beans, right? Where do they grow? Yeah, most of them don't grow in the moon, you're right. Majority don't grow in the moon. It's true. So they do grow in fields. So the shaila is, what bracha would you make on something that grows in a field? That's right. And yet we make a bracha. Very good. Very good, very good. You said that? Oh, very good. 1 second. So, and since it's growing in the fields, you'd assume that the bracha is adama. But we don't make adama. We make, what do you make? What bracha do you make? You make shakel. Why do you make shakel in it? Why? $1 million question. Why do you make shakel on a search nitzel? Soya sausage? Chere should be adama. It's a good question. There's no pimagodim on it. There's no shulchan aruch on it. There's no gemara on it. So the answer is, what you're saying is not the full answer, but it's 80% of the answer. Because you're saying because it's being processed. Now the question there who has to be identified is, so Naftali just said a very interesting point. I just want you to know. Okay, we ask, why is it that we make hadoma on, why don't we make hadoma on soya schnitzels? Because lechayre, it's soya is hadoma, and you should make hadoma on it. But yet, we don't. We make shakel. Why do you make shakel on it? Should be hadoma. So, Naftali, Habocha Choshev Reb Naftali suggested that because it's being processed. Since it's being processed, so that's why. So the truth is that this is, I saw in my notes that I wrote down when I was in the Falkshire and Gate City Shiva. So you also went to Falkshire? So when we were in the Falkshire, so I wrote down, and I don't remember ever hearing it, but I wrote down there, so I must have heard it. I wrote down that the Bialocha we discussed yesterday, that on the Bialocha asked on sugar. Why do you make shakel on sugar? It's growing, should be adama. And the bialocha, after the whole extensive bialocha, the bottom line is, because it's being processed so beyond recognition from the sugar canes, therefore you make shakel in it, which is the important yisoid. So Rav Falk said in the 1990s, in Gates Yeshiva, he must have said that is the reason why soya is also being processed so much beyond recognition. The soya beans, if you look at soya beans and you look at a soya schnitzel, you wouldn't know that it's from there. And the truth is that it's for me always a pele that there's so many fruit items which can be created from soya which have such different tastes. So you can see that it's really being processed very, 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 very much. It's gone through a lot of thing about soya schnitzel, soya sausage. They taste very different. Pardon? Gum. Chewing gum, yeah, there'll be another, yeah. Yeah. No, that, so because they, over there, not really, because over there, what do you make the bracha on? You don't make it on the gum. You don't. It's gum's a little over. You make the bracha on the sugar. And then, So lemaisa. So the point I just wanted to recap was that the reason why we make shakel on soya is because it's being processed beyond recognition, hence the bracha becomes shakel, and no different and very similar to the sugar that we discussed in the bialocha. Having said that, we are ready to continue. We're in page 218 with Simon Reish Gimel, which is now going to a new topic altogether, which is Dine Birkas Peiros Ha'oretz. Having discussed the Birkas Ha'ilon, we have discussed the Ha'oretz. Now we are ready to proceed and discuss the Peiros Ha'oretz, the fruit of the ground, which we call vegetables. And our halacha is as follows. Our Peiros Ha'oretz, fruits that grow from the ground, Mevorech, you make a brach of Boirei, the one who created, Pri, the fruit, Ha'adoma of the ground. What are they? What is the fruit that grows on the ground? Seif Beis tells us. Ala tutim, which is berries. Hagdelim besneh, which grow on bush. You make bere pri adoma. And now, there is a huge chiddush here. That means that the Shulchan Aruch is not even going to the basics. the basic, that any random thing that grow on the ground, that we know. What's a typical example? Something that grows... Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to discuss that. That's self-understood, that when you... Without Shulchan Aruch. But Shulchan Aruch is now going into a massive chiddush. And that's going to go into the banana discussion. Alatutim agdelim besne, berries that grow from the ground. Buri pradoma, says the Ramah, to loy mikri eitz, ela shemoytzi olav me'etzoi. That's a fascinating definition. It's so longish, and I wonder if any botanic deeper understanding. I feel that I don't know enough botanics about this. But the Ramah tells us, to loy mikri eitz, how do you define an eitz? How do you define a tree? Ella only shemoitzi olav me'etzoi. The definition of a tree is, according to the Ramah, something that has leaves growing from a stem, from a trunk, I should say. There's a trunk, and there is leaves growing from that. That's the definition of a tree. Aval, but mashemoitzi olav mishroshav. If you have roots. And there's something shooting up, growing from the roots. Loi mikri eitz. It's not considered a tree. Vehani, and those came in the kole eitz of legamre, since it's eitz of. It's, I'm going to translate that into leaves, into his branches. The kole eitz of legamre, they will sometimes go and they'll disintegrate. In the winter, and there's going to be next year, there's going to be something else after the winter, there's going to be something else growing from the roots. You make the bracha, you make the adam on it. Rabbi said, we have over here a fascinating definition of what is a tree. If I would have asked you what is a tree, what would you have said? Define a tree. Define a tree. How to define a tree? We don't normally ask that question, but define a tree. Define a tree. So I would have, my first thought, probably similar to a three-year-old child, I would have talked about its height. That's probably how I would define a tree. Or I would have probably defined it with having, how would you define a tree? Define a tree. Categorize a tree.
Grows from the ground.
I would have probably gone that way. Tell us the Ramah, that's not the definition of a tree. As far as Hilchos Brachos is concerned. The definition of a tree is that you've got roots. From the roots, there's something growing. And then from that something that is growing, there's something else growing. Leaves or branches or something shooting off the trunk, tree trunk. And that is how you define a tree. As opposed to something which has roots and things that go from the root, if those will disintegrate during the winter, and it's going to be something else growing from the roots again, that is not considered a tree, that is considered a hadama.
So, the branches from the trunk will disintegrate, not the actual trunk.
Correct. So that's right. So, a normal tree will have the trunk that is remains and grows every year more and more and more and more, and that's static, that just keeps on growing. No change between winter and summer. But there's branches and leaves, so there's pears that grow from it, and they will change winter, summer, winter, summer, winter, summer. That's going to be a tree. As opposed to something that grows straight from the root, that is something that is going to have, that is going to be considered by a priority, if that change, if that's directly from the root. Yeah. Many berries are therefore, are therefore going to that category. Which berries do you make hadam on?
Strawberry,
for instance. Now, I don't know, to be perfectly honest, I don't know what strawberry... Do you know, have you got a picture in your mind how strawberries grow?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's bush?
It's a very low, leaves coming out with strawberries, I think, from it.
Good. They grow from?
From the ground.
From the ground.
There's no trunk.
No trunk. Precisely that. Therefore, goes completely in line with what the Ramah says, it will deserve a Adama in another eight. Now, even if it's going to be really high, it won't make a difference. I don't know how high they grow. How high do they grow? Not particularly high. Yeah, but even if they would be particularly high, it won't make a difference. It's going to be Adama. The Mishnah Berurah now adds an interesting addition. So he says that he speaks about Yogdus. I don't know what yogdus are. It's I don't know which fruit it is. Pardon? I'm reading towards the bottom over here. It's number just after number 6 in the Haoros. Peres shegdelim al ilonos ktonos. You've got fruit that grow on low trees. Ilonos ktonos, low trees. Af shegovon pachs b'shloshet tvachim. Although they are lower than 3 tvachim, kmo yakdes shchoyrim, black yakdes. I don't know what they are. You can still make preparations in according to Mogravom. Hachoilam nagin evoch preparadoma. Ve'efshel mitam lo yochshiv kokach pri. The Mishnah says that it is Mogravom that tells me if you've got a low tree, which do you know any, do you know any trees that are really low and grow, pears grow from it? I don't. He talks about yog, doesn't know what they are. Pardon? They are very, really low? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, imagine there's some, I don't know what they are, these fruit, but imagine fruit that grow from really low trees. Even if it's below 3 tfachim, it can still, you can still, according to Magen Avraham, you could still have a Boreper Eitz in it. Because, as we just defined now, I think that's a nice way of explaining. Boreper Eitz, Boreper Adoma has nothing to do with the height of the tree. It has to do with, does it grow from a trunk? Then it's going to be your Eitz. If it's directly from the root, it's going to be your Adoma. So if you'd find that a fruit, do you know any fruit that grow? Blueberry or what? What?
Bush.
It's a bush?
It doesn't die.
Oh. Now, yeah, that'd be a nice example. Yeah, so, but that would be, if it's low, it won't change the halacha of the Ravom. Mishnah Berurah does say the meaning is to say Adam on it, but not make Radin. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch then continues now. Oh, that's going to be now. Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel continues and he speaks about Ala Muzayas. Per Adoma, you make Per Adoma. Rabbi Sai, I don't have the full, I'm not totally, What's that? Where is it? Where are you? Yeah, that's right. Siv Gimel, yeah. So that the Zimuzayas is, according to Reif Poiskim, it is bananas. It is. So I can't see the linguistic connection between Muzayas and bananas, because I think in all the languages, pretty much bananas sounds a bit similar, and Muzayas sounds very different. But Lemaisedek Tzoytza Shulchan and Reif Poiskim, pretty much all the Poiskim, say that we're talking about over here is a banana. It is Siv Gimel is talking about a banana. There's mashmos in early poskim as well about it. It is a banana. Rabbi Sai, why do you make, what poch do you make on a banana?
Adam.
Right. Why?
It's from bush.
Have you ever seen a banana? Where does bananas grow from?
From like a bush.
Is it a bush?
No.
It is a tree. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
You used to own a banana tree in Miami. Zichron Livrucha. Yeah, and you had a mamash banana tree. So there are proper trees. In a back garden, you had a banana. Look at that. Wow. So that's so bad. Now, so why? So can you describe it a bit?
It's about 6 foot tall. And
they're good bananas. They're good. You mumbled if they were edible or not really?
Had mango tree as well. But the bananas, they're not seasonal.
They're not seasonal?
Yeah. So they grow all the time.
And therefore what?
So it's not like an eats where it's...
That
it falls off and...
Can you describe it? Because I'll tell you what I saw in the postgame, but I want to hear the description. Is there an element that it grows off of the... Does it mamash grow off the tree like regular pears? Or is it different? Look at the or over here. In the or 11. He describes, is it 11? Maybe it's not 11. No, I saw it elsewhere. I'm sorry. The way it's described in the poskim is that it grows off the, it doesn't grow straight off the, it does grow off the roots. That whilst it's true that it is a trunk, but it doesn't grow off the trunk. It's still yoinek directly from the shroshim. Is that, does that fit the picture or not really? So therefore, it's doime to the early halacha that we just said now. It is not like a regular fruit that has, it's not like a regular fruit that you've got the trunk and you've got leaves and you've got fruit growing from that and that's why you make oats in it. It's not like that. Bananas are more connected to the bananas are more connected to the ground and they are more directly connected to the ground and therefore it has a adoma. Hidboch is adoma. As opposed to being a right. Have you ever seen banana trees? Yeah, so.
Kew Gardens?
There's banana trees there. So, can you describe how it looks? Okay, I think that it's pretty much, I think that's what I understand from the post game. Yeah, okay, so that's, I think that's what we understand from the post game. That is the reason why you make kardoma on bananas. There are Rishonim who hold that you don't make Hadama. There are Rishonim who hold that at the end of the day, it is a tree. At the end of the day, it does resemble more of a Peiris. And there are Rishonim who hold you make Ha'et on bananas. However, the Halacha, this is completely ruled out. Primarily because the majority of the Poskim hold that it's Hadama. And plus, you've got machloikas over here if you say it's Adama, but you're anyway better off doing. Anyway, so it's a completely ruled out halacha, and a person who adke dekach to the poskim hold that you wouldn't be yotzeh. If by mistake you make ha'et, you're probably not going to be yotzeh. So that's how far they go. I do not know how pineapple grows. I'm such an amoret in this. How do you know pineapples? Pineapples? You had a pineapple tree in the back garden in Miami? A friend did, but you didn't.
It's a bush.
Plant, right. Okay, so that would explain why it's Adama. Okay, Seif Dalet, Al Perish Mitzin Ilone Israq, Shakoil. Ilone Israq, the Bialocha explains, Ilone Israq, if you look in the Bialocha, he says, these are trees that grow without planting, without any additional input. And you wouldn't normally eat them, only if you cook it and you roast it. So it is talking about basically what we would call forest trees. You've got forest trees and there's some sort of berries growing from the forest trees, so the bracha is always going to be she'akol. So al peres shemetzil ilona yisrak, on peres that grow from ilona yisrak, from forest trees, the bracha is she'akol. And the bialocha says because they are always going to be not really edible naturally. They're not normally edible. They have to go through some sort of roasting, some sort of cooking, and therefore they are always going to be she'akol. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know why? Why? Maybe. Maybe that's interesting. Because maybe it goes back to the previous yesod that something that always requires cooking is gonna fall back to a shakol. Maybe. I don't know, I never heard of this. That's the ongenomen zach. Really interesting. Maybe. Very interesting. That's really interesting. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem is Bach Shemoy. We spoke first about soya, we spoke about chewing gums as well, and the sugar shaila. We then started Simon Reish Gimel, and we spoke about any peres ha'oretz, vegetables deserve adoma. We spoke about berries that grow from a snare, or adoma. We went to the general categories, categorization, and understanding the principle that the Ramah tells us, how to define a tree as opposed to a adoma. And the yesoid is that everything that is yoinik directly, that grows directly from the shoshim, and every year they change, is that's going to be hadoma. Things that grow from a trunk that is a strong trunk that remains winter, summer, things that grow off that will be oates. We said that according to Magen Avraham, there's no difference whether it's more than Gimel Tfachim or not. Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah does say the minhag is, on very, very low trees, if they're less than three Tfachim, If the thing's growing from a really low tree, the bracha is to make adom if it's less than 3 tefachim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Dominic. I don't know of any peres that grow so low. We spoke about bananas, which seem to have to do with the, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this mosaic goes into the same category, that it's yonek directly from the shroshim as opposed to through a trunk. And then we spoke about the anisrak, which are trees that grow in the forests, that will always require cooking, they will going to be shahakol akon shulchan aruch.